MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Showers today, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:43 p.m. In Gloucester, Tracy O'Neill is now running for mayor. The Gloucester Times reports that the first-time Ward 2 councillor launched her campaign last week with an event at the DES Portuguese Club on Prospect Street. O'Neill is 64 years old, and the Gloucester native is a self-employed personal trainer. In Newburyport, the design for a new home for Newburyport Youth Services should be available for review next month. The Daily News is reporting that Mayor Sean Reardon would like the City Council to approve the project prior to the November election. The Council did approve the purchase of the former National Guard facility on 59 Lowe Street last year, with three potential plans for the facility. Mayor Reardon also recently discussed the FY24 state budget that was just passed by the State House and Senate on his Mayor's Corners podcast.
So I'll just give you some of the highlights for Newburyport. Newburyport saw an increase in Chapter 70, which is the money used to fund our schools, which is great. We were kind of anticipating that, but it's nice that that's official. And then we also saw an increase in state aid, all right? So that was big for Newburyport. Then three other smaller items that made the budget for us. We got $25,000 for a parking study that we're going to use here for downtown. We got $50,000 to put towards equipment and furnishings for hopefully the new building for recreation and youth services at 59 Lowe Street. So thank you, Senator Tarr, for getting that in there for us. And lastly, we got $75,000 for the shellfish purification plant. So that was three good things we got out of there of the budget. And I know that was a really contentious budget going back and forth between the House and Senate, and then the governor had their version. So they finally passed it after a lot of hard work. So again, I want to thank Representative Don Shan and Senator Bruce Tarr for all their hard work for Newburyport.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. There was a fundraiser held in Peabody Sunday for a scholarship fund to be named after former Peabody police officer Henry Breckenridge, who passed away earlier this summer from complications during non-emergency surgery. According to the Daily Item, the fundraiser was organized by Ward 4 City Councilor Julie Daigle and hosted at Stanzi's Country Ranch on Main Street, with proceeds going to the scholarship fund. And the North Shore Mall in Peabody will be adding a New England-based retailer this fall. Salem News reports that Maine-based L.L. Bean will be opening a store in October at the mall. The Peabody Mall has recently added a new outdoor dining pavilion, the luxury gym Lifetime, an urgent care, and a Tesla dealership. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost all three games this weekend to the Blue Jays. The Sox open up a four-game series tonight at Fenway Park against the Royals. This summer, we are featuring interviews with area football coaches on their backgrounds and philosophies on coaching. Here is Masconomet head football coach Gavin Monagle.
Yeah, no, it really is. I've been here 9 years now, and it's been super. It's, you know, my kids went through the Masconomet school system. And, you know, I'm really happy up here. I just see the kids every day. I mean, and I do, you know, as someone who's worked in other districts and, you know, has friends in other districts, I see the challenges that a lot of school administrators face and teachers face every day. I mean, we all have our challenges, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I appreciate being at Masco right now. It's a good, real good place to work every day. It's just a good atmosphere. You know, I think it's a good atmosphere. Kids are learning. Kids are very respectful. You know, that's the thing, you know, when, I was talking with one of the refs the other day at 7-on-7, you know, they just have nice things to say about our kids, and it always makes you feel good, you know, like, oh, your kids are always respectful. I'm like, oh, it's good. They are nice kids. And like when my buddy Jackie Allison came back to coach with us a year or so ago, and he came, so, wow, these kids are great, you know, this is awesome. They're respectful. They listen. You can teach here like this. You know, he had coached, he was the head coach at Chelsea High for a bunch of years, and which is challenging. That they have their own challenges there. So it was nice for him, and like all the guys who come in, I think are pretty, I think they picked it up right away, like, oh, these kids are good kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all you want, right? At the end of the day, I mean, you know, we're not going to be champions or everything every year, not going to win everything, but if you get good kids and they're willing to work and they're respectful kids at the end of the day, that's cool.
Monagle was talking with Rick Moore about his coaching and this year's team.
So we opened with Phil Ricketts this year, which is an interesting opponent for us, you know. So, you know, I just kind of keep thinking of, you know, that they're on my mind a little bit, probably more than they should be. And I think of, you know, our kids work out, you know, 4 days a week, and today, Monday through Thursday. And, you know, just that's the thing. It's just just getting a little bit better, getting ready for that game a little bit, and how can we get better today? And, you know, I was just going through depth charts and stuff today. And, you know, some of the offense a little bit. What can you have done realistically by week one? You know, like what, you know, can't throw everything in by between now and week one. So I was kind of going through some things today about, you know, what can we get in for week one and still be, you know, make progress. And the kids have done a good job with the workouts, you know, so that's good. As I told the kids, at least we can think of things like, you know, that, you know, without them working out, you know, that's a problem, you know.
Right.
We can't think ahead of ourselves. But so step one is the kids have been good in the preseason as far as the weight room, you know, since January, and that helps a lot. And kind of getting ready for Bill Ricker there, you know. It's interesting, you know, because I'd rather think of that than, like, there's a lot of other things you got to worry about. There's equipment stuff you're worried about in the back of your head. There's, like, physical you got to be worried about, like, you know, so I prefer to worry more about, you know, what we're going to do that in football, you know, the football part.
Masconomet football coach Gavin Monagle. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thanks again for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.